My name is Ruth Niven, N-I-V-E-N. I'm from Franklin. I'm the person who asked the question, why was the name Northern Pass chosen for this 192-mile project, if not to imply that it only affected the North Country? I'm not surprised you didn't have an answer. Eversource has reluctantly agreed to reroute and bury portions of the transmission line in order to protect the White Mountain National Forest, the Appalachian Trail, oh my gosh, and Franconia Notch. And I think that's good, but it's not good enough. Those of us who live in the Lakes region and in Merrimack Valley believe that the beauty of the areas in which we live may not be as dramatic as the beauty of the Great North Woods or the White Mountains, but there is a beauty in our hills, our woods, our lakes, ponds, rivers, and farms. It is a more gentle kind of beauty, but it is beauty nonetheless. In our towns, in our cities, have cultural and historical significance that needs to be preserved. I believe that Eversource, Northeast Utilities, and Hydro-Quebec should decide that the entire state of New Hampshire has equal value, and also decide that their need for profit is not so great that they cannot preserve our state as it is. And I believe I know the answer as to why the name Northern Pass was applied to the project. I believe it was to lull the rest of the state into a false sense of security, and it has taken us 5 years to realize that we need to yell and scream and stamp our feet and provide our own witness to the fact that we do not need or want the Northern Pass. But if we must have it, it needs to be buried the entire length. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.